internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, presents The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. Nineteen years ago today, a beautiful young girl by the name of Margaret Barker made the biggest mistake of her life. She married Chester A. Riley. At least that's what her family told her. But Mrs. Riley seems to have enjoyed her mistake all these years. And today, in fact, she's celebrating its anniversary for the 19th time.
Peg, hurry up, will you? It's almost 8 o'clock p.m.
I'll be ready in a minute, dear.
Need any help, Mother?
No, I'm all through, Bab. I had a little trouble with my new girdle.
Well, snap it up. I don't know why every time we go out, it takes your mother a half a day to get dressed.
Well, don't you want Mother to be pretty?
Oh, she's pretty enough. Can't improve on nature. Us men, we slip on a coat and a pair of pants, and where we're flat, we let it stay flat, and where we bulge, we let it bulge. But you women, where you bulge, you want to be flat, and where you're flat, you want to be bulging. Hey,
are you coming for Pete's sake?
I'm coming. Stop yelling. Here, get me up in the back, will you?
You ain't even dressed yet. After 8 o'clock. You were the one who wanted to go to the ballet. The least you can do is be ready on time.
I'm ready. Oh, where's my purse?
Oh, now she's got to look for her purse for 2 hours.
Oh, Daddy, why do you get so excited whenever you go out with Mother?
Well, it's still a novelty to him. He only takes me out once a year.
That's a fine attitude. These tickets cost me $5 a piece and you don't even appreciate it. This is a fine anniversary.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. You're sweet. Here's a kiss.
Oh. Hey, you smell nice.
That's taboo.
Oh, well, then I won't repeat it. Well, are you all ready?
All ready.
Well, then let's go already.
Wait, I have to get my coat. Where's my coat?
Holy smoke, now it's her coat. Why couldn't you have your coat ready? I've been standing here wearing my overcoat for the last hour.
Oh, well, come on.
Well, are you sure you're ready now, eh?
Yes. Now let's go. Oh, my, your overcoat looks nice on you.
Wait a minute. Babs, get me my pants from under the mattress.
You mean to say you haven't even got your pants on?
Well, I had to put a crease in them.
Here you are, Daddy. Oh, and you have the nerve to yell at me because I'm not ready.
Oh, well, we've got plenty of time. Besides, we got to wait for Luella.
Luella?
Yeah.
Luella Lounsbury?
Yeah. She's coming to the ballet with us. I forgot to tell you.
You're taking me out to celebrate our anniversary. And that back fence Cleopatra's coming with us?
Well, you see, Peg, what happened was this.
I'm not going.
Now, Peg, be reasonable.
Reasonable?
Well, I couldn't help it. She got me the tickets. It was a sellout. She knew the guy in the box office. I didn't know she was going to get a seat for herself right next to ours. Huh, that's her. Now, put your coat on.
I told you I'm not going.
You've got to go. I got my pants on.
Mother, as long as you have the ticket, go. Why waste them?
Well, sure, they cost $10 out of your house money.
Well, all right. I'll go. But only because I want to see that ballet. But I won't forget this anniversary, believe me.
We can get the bus on the corner.
There should be one along any minute, Chester.
Yeah, Luella. Hurry up, Peggy. You don't want to miss it, do you? Peg, I'm talking to you.
Well, I'm not talking to you.
We may miss the first ballet, but that's just a curtain raiser. The second ballet is the really scrumptious one.
Well, which one is that?
Le Lac des Cygnes.
What's that?
That's French for Swan Lake.
You mean they dance this in French? I hope I understand it.
Well, it's a very simple story, really. There's this lake where all the swans gather.
Listen to this, Peg. Yeah, go on, Luella. Then what happens?
Well, in the opening scene, all the swans are performing the most exciting, inspiring dance.
No kidding. Well, how do they train all these birds to dance?
Oh, silly boy. They're not real swans.
Oh, hey, there's the bus. Come on, run for it. Hold it. Hurry up. Hey, wait for us! Woo! Oh, we made it. Oh, gee, it's crowded. Let's squeeze through to the back, huh?
There, please.
Oh, yeah. Well, go on, Luella. What happens next?
Well, Prince Siegfried and his friends come to the lake to hunt. And do you realize?
Well, go on. What happens then, Luella? This is fascinating.
Well, the only way to break the magic spell is for poor Odette to find a man whose love for her is as great as hers for him.
Oh, I see. She's looking for a sucker.
Well, then, the wicked enchanter comes...
Oh, hey, here's our stop. Let's get out the back way. Excuse me. Pardon me. Excuse me, please. Watch that step, Luella. Here, take my hand.
Oh, thank you, Chester.
Well, come on, Peg. Take my hand, honey.
Well, thanks, sweetheart.
Right. Where's Peg? Peg! She didn't get off.
Wait a minute, Chester. She's not on that bus.
She's got to be. I paid the fare. She didn't even get on. She missed it. We ran too fast. We left her on the sidewalk. Taxi! Taxi!
What are you going to do, Chester?
Well, I'm going back for it. Taxi!
Oh, don't be silly. She wouldn't wait there for you. She's probably taking a taxi, and she's halfway here by now.
You think so?
Of course.
Curtain going up. Curtain going up.
Oh, it's starting.
I'll wait for it here. Here's your ticket. Keep going, Luella.
What, Chester? I can't enter a theater without an escort. I was born in Georgia.
Yeah, but Luella...
Look, now, why don't we leave Peg's ticket at the box office for her?
I don't know, Luella.
Here, give me her ticket.
But Luella...
I'll leave it for her.
But Luella... Something tells me I'm doing the wrong thing. She must have gone to bed. Peg. Peg. Locked. It can't be. Yeah, it's locked, all right. She's never done that before. Peg. Open the door, huh? Peggy. Peggy Waggy. Peggy Pie. Peg! Open this door. Oh, don't be like that, Peg. I'm sorry about tonight. I thought you were on that bus, honest. It was so crowded. There was a big fat dame behind me pushing up against me, and I thought that was you, honey. Then when I got to the theater and found out I had left you behind, I was going to go after you, but Luella talked me out of it. You know I'm a sucker for a pretty face. I mean, oh, don't be like that, honey. Let me in. I want to go to bed. Please. Pretty, please.
The old charm is working.
That's more like...
Here's your pajamas. Sleep on the couch.
Hey, open this door or I'll break it down. I ain't sleeping on no couch. That bed in there is community property. I'm entitled to half of it.
A fine anniversary. You run off with that woman and leave me standing there on the sidewalk like a fool.
But, Peg, I didn't know.
You didn't even bother to find out what happened to me. Oh, no. You sit there for 3 hours enjoying the ballet with your girlfriend.
Well, I ain't my girlfriend. And I didn't enjoy the ballet. I slept right through it. Ask Luella. My head was on her shoulder all evening.
What?
I didn't mean it that way. You know I love you, honey.
You can tell me 1,000 times and I won't believe you. You think all you have to do is say, "You know I love you, honey."
But you know I love you, honey. You gotta believe me.
Good night.
You don't believe me. What a mess. My back is broken from sleeping on that couch. Oh, that's Bigger Odell's place. I'll drop in there. Maybe he'll cheer me up. Where's the bell? Oh, here. Very musical for an undertaker.
Who's
there? It's Riley. Is that you, Digger?
Yes, it is I indeed. Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker. Come in and sit down, right. Park the body. What brings you here?
Oh, just out walking, thinking over my troubles.
Oh, you caught me just in time. I was about to leave for a meeting of the UEPDOTLIC.
UEPDOTLIC?
The Undertakers, Embalmers, and Fallbearers Dead on the Level Insurance Company. We have a plan to cover everybody. You really should take out a policy, right? We believe in laying something away for a rainy day.
I had an insurance policy once, but I couldn't pay the premium, so I dropped it.
With our plan, you never drop our policy. It drops you. Every man needs life insurance.
I need wife insurance. Peg's sore at me. She won't even talk to me. Says I've got to prove that I love her. Did you ever hear such a thing? Married 19 years, we got 2 kids, and she wants proof yet. I think we're washed up.
Oh, Riley, you always exaggerate these little marital tips. Take my advice. Go to your wife. Bring her flowers. Flowers are the thing. No woman can resist a bouquet of roses.
Hey, that's an idea. No, but I'm broke.
Oh, Riley, I can let you have all the flowers you want. Here are some lovely white carnations.
Carnations? This takes me back to my school graduation. Boys in their blue suits with white carnations, ready to go out into the world.
These belong to a customer of mine named Mr. Gramblini. He didn't graduate today, but he did go out of the world.
Craig. Craig. Look, honey. I brought you some carnations. 2 dozen. Aren't they pretty? They're fresh, too. Well, ain't you going to say anything?
Where did you get money for flowers?
Well, I gave a bowling. Yeah. Just to buy you flowers.
I don't want your flowers. Give them to Luella.
Digger, I think she's weakening.
I told you so.
Yeah, so far I gave her carnations and then Wednesday roses and then yesterday gladioluses. And I think one more bouquet today will do it. Something really special.
I've got just what you need. White orchids.
White orchids? Oh, Peg will go for that.
She ought to. They're very rare. Imported from South America. You see, today I handled a big case. Old man Glockenspiel, a millionaire.
Oh, boy, am I in luck.
We're both in luck. You should have seen that first station. 50 limousines.
50 limousines? I bet that made them sit up and take notice.
It did. Everybody but Mr. Glockenspiel.
Why, they're absolutely gorgeous. I've never seen anything so beautiful.
White orchids, imported, all for you, honey.
Why, they must have cost a fortune. Where did you get the money?
Well, the truth is, you know the money I was saving up for a new suit.
Oh, now, Riley, I don't want you going without things you need just to buy me flowers.
I just wanted to prove something. Did I prove it?
Well, maybe. Here.
What's this?
The key to the room.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're blushing.
Yeah. I feel just like we ain't married. Hey, I better put these flowers in water. We don't want them to fade.
Oh, is that you, Babsy?
Oh, hi, Mother.
Oh, you're late, dear.
Oh, my bus was held up for almost an hour on account of a funeral.
Oh, really?
There were at least 50 limousines.
Oh, 50?
And there were at least 5 cars just filled with flowers.
Oh, here's your imported white orchids.
And not the usual flowers, just imported white orchids.
Chester Riley.
Here's the key back. Glockenspiel, move over.
You have just heard the first act of The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. But now, here's an important question.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
When you have friends in to play canasta,
you'll put smiles on their faces faster. If before you start to deal the card, you serve Pabst Blue Ribbon to your part.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor. Zest and sparkle, million flavors. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Finest beer served anywhere. And say, friends, do you want to know the real payoff on how to judge a truly fine beer? It's easy. You just pour yourself a glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon and make the three-way experts test. One, look at that clear color, that creamy head. Two, sniff that fragrant Blue Ribbon blend. Three, taste that flavor. The flavor the whole world knows, and you're bound to agree.
Finest beer served anywhere, Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. And now, back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley, with Paula Winslow and John Brown.
But, Babs, I tried everything. Guess you want to just don't believe that I love her, that's all.
If you really want to prove you love her, show her a little consideration.
You're right. I'm no good. I'm just no good. If your mother hadn't have married me, you'd all be better off.
Then why don't you do something about it?
I will, starting today. Tonight I'm making the dinner and I'm serving it, and I'll wash the dishes after. Your mother won't have to lift a finger. She'll sit at that table like a princess, like I used to. How's that?
Well, it's a start. I'll help
you. Oh, no, I gotta do this on my own. You take your brother and eat out and go to a movie. I want to be alone with your mother, can't I? Certain things that I got to say to her. Well, they'd sound ridiculous with kids around.
All right, I'll take Jimmy to the movie. Well, bye.
So long, Daddy.
Oh, Daddy, I almost forgot. Mother gave me $12 for you to pay the light bill on your way downtown. Now, don't forget, we got our final notice.
Yeah, I'll go right now. I got to pick up a steak anyway for tonight. Oh, gee, I never felt like this before. Makes you feel good inside.
What does?
Well, you know, treating your wife like a human being. Pardon me, is this where you pay the bills?
Just a minute. Get in line, please. This lady is ahead of you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's up, honey?
Oh, it's you, Luella. What are you doing down here?
Oh, well, there's been some stupid error. They had the nerve to shut off my electricity. I didn't even know I owed the money.
Miss Lounsbury?
Yes?
I've checked your file. We sent you three notices.
Well, I didn't receive them. Now, I insist that you restore the service immediately.
I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do until you pay your bill.
But I never got a final notice. Well,
our record shows...
Are you calling me a liar, sir?
Well, miss, I didn't say...
How dare you, sir? You wouldn't dare talk to me this way if there was a gentleman with me.
Oh, now, Doc, just a minute. You don't need no gentleman. You got me. Look here, Mac, you can't insult this lady.
I did not insult the lady, sir. I merely said that our instructions are not to resume service until she pays her bill.
Well, how much is the stupid bill?
$11.75.
Well, here's $12. Keep the change.
Here's your change, sir. The service will be restored immediately, madam.
Oh, just, I don't know how to thank you. You're awfully sweet.
Oh, it was nothing.
I don't have any money with me, but I'll drop it by your house first chance I get.
Okay, you're good for it.
Goodbye now, you sweet little old sugar plum.
Goodbye. And now maybe you might pay a little attention to me, Mike. It's about this here bill. We got a final notice.
You wish to pay it?
Well, of course I wish to pay it. What do you think I'm here for?
The bill is $12.25.
Okay, well, here's 25 cents, and I got the 12. Ooh, what a revolting development this is. Yep, table looks okay. I never realized I was such a good little housewife. Oh, come in.
Mr. Riley?
Yeah, I'll be with you in a minute. I just want to finish setting this here table. I think I'll put the flowers here. Yeah, I think that does it. I never done this before. How's it look to you, mister?
Looks all right.
My wife and me are having a little reunion dinner tonight, you know, in front of the fire, you know, romantic like. I want everything to be just perfect.
You've got that spoon in the wrong place.
Where? Oh, yeah. How's that?
Now move the water glass to the right a bit.
Like that?
A little more.
How's that?
Fine.
Yeah. Anything else?
Yes. If I were you, I'd put two lighted candles in the center of the table.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that'd make it more romantic, eh?
No, I just shut off your electricity.
Peggy, what'll I do? I'll fake it. I'll tell her it's more romantic in the dark.
Oh, you're here. Well, why is the house dark?
Come in, Dumplin.
Why don't you put the lights on?
Well, come in here. I got a little surprise for you.
Oh, I've had enough of your surprise.
Oh, no, this is different. Look in here.
Well, what is all this?
Just a little dinner I whipped up all by myself. And you won't have to lift a finger. You just sit down here and I'll serve you. And I'm doing all the dishes after. I want to wait on you hand and feet.
I must be in the wrong house.
No, you ain't. Things are going to be different around here from now on. You're entitled to some real consideration, and you're going to get it. From now on, I'm forgetting you're my wife.
Oh, Riley.
You're not mad at me anymore, Peg.
How can I be mad at you when you're so, so ridiculous?
That's what I want to hear. Now you're talking. Now, let's sit down and eat, eh?
Put on the light.
Oh, no. No, we'll eat by candlelight. It's more romantic.
You're a fool.
Yeah, but I'm a lovable fool.
Well, as long as we're being romantic, let's get a little music on the radio, huh?
No, don't turn the radio on.
Why not?
Oh, well, who do you get on the radio? Perry Como? I'll sing to you.
You sing?
Well, sure. I did it before. Remember, on our honeymoon, we were having supper in our room in front of the fire by candlelight, just like this. And I sang to you. Remember what I sang? Our soul. Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas. Hey!
Food. I'm starving.
Okay, sweetheart. Oh, I bumped my knee.
Well, put the light on so you can see what you're doing.
No, don't.
But don't be silly. We can't eat in the dark.
But, Peg, don't.
Oh, what's wrong with the light?
The light?
Riley, did you pay the light bill today?
The light bill?
Yes. Didn't Babs give you $12?
Babs? Who's Babs?
What did you do? Chester Riley, if you didn't
pay... Well, sure I paid it. I paid it.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. Think I'd tell you I paid it if I didn't pay it? What did you take me for? Company must have made some mistake. First thing in the morning, I'll go down there and tell them off.
You? Anybody?
No, Luella, there ain't.
Oh. Well, it's out of order. I just dropped in to return the $12 you loaned me. Oh, wasn't it sweet of your husband paying my bill for me when that nasty company shut off my electricity? Oh, you're a lucky woman to have such an adorable husband, Mrs. Riley. Well, I've got to run now. Bye.
Well, let's eat.
Chester Riley, you are without a doubt the most deceitful, the most undependable.
Oh, please,
I ought to walk out of this house and never come back.
No, don't leave me. Stick to me. Please. I need you. I'm everything you say, but please stick to me. Look on the bright side. After all, I can't live forever.
Riley's will be back in just a moment, but right now...
You can travel 15,000 miles to far-off lands and distant isles.
From tropic sun to arctic snows, it's Pabst Blue Ribbon the whole world knows. In Paris,
all in almond gear. You should hear the French for sheer when the mademoiselle with the great big smile. She asked them this in parlez-vous style.
What do you have? Pass the ribbon. Boo, they boo. What do you have? Pass the ribbon. Boo, they boo.
You love the beautiful flavor, air. It's the finest beer served anywhere.
Pass the ribbon, boo, babe, boo.
Yes, sir, wherever you travel, to the far corners of the world or right here in the good old USA, you'll find folks enjoying that international favorite, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Remember, the quality that has carried Pabst Blue Ribbon around the world is yours for the asking. The next time the waiter asks you, what'll you have, tell him you want the world's number one favorite, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Finest beer served anywhere.
Oh, who's there? Who is it?
Well, it's only me.
Oh, how did you get in here?
Through the window. You know, like Romeo.
Romeo.
Be my Cleopatra, will you, Peg?
Good night.
All right. I'll go. I'll sleep on the couch. But I'm warning you, you'll be calling for me in the middle of the night.
Oh, I will, huh?
Yeah, you and your cold feet. Don't forget the current's turned off and your electric blanket won't work.
Well, friends, Sunday is the big day. Yes, this Sunday afternoon, Pabst Blue Ribbon will bring you another first in sports. The first annual All-Star Pro Bowl football game. It's the big game of the season in pro football. The thrilling gridiron battle between the top stars of the American Conference and the big name stars of the National Conference. So tune in for an exciting afternoon of rock'em sock'em football action this Sunday afternoon. And here is a Blue Ribbon extra. During the halftime, you'll hear from some of the biggest stars in the theatrical and sports world. So don't forget, this Sunday afternoon, Harry Wismer and the internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon will bring you the All-Star Pro Bowl game direct from Los Angeles Coliseum. You see your newspaper for the time and station, and watch for the special telecast of the All-Star Pro Bowl later in the week.
Gosh, Riley, that is a revolting development. No volts, no amps, and no refrigeration.
Oh, don't take it so hard, Harry.
With those nice cold bottles of Pabst Blue Ribbon, they're going to get warm.
Yikes. Well, what are we waiting for?
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Finest beer served anywhere.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavors. Zest and sparkle, million flavors. Taste that
smoother, smoother flavors. Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. What do you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The script is by Reuben Shipp and Alan Lipscott, direction by Mitch Lindemann. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow, Digger Odell is John Brown, Babs is Barbara Eiler, Luella is Shirley Mitchell. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. See you next week. Harry Bonzell saying bye.
Transcribed, The Man Called X is good mystery listening tomorrow on NBC.